The European money is aimed at helping Turkey improve conditions for the 2 million refugees on its soil and keeping them in Turkey. To sweeten the deal, visa-free travel to the EU for Turkish citizens will be fast-tracked, and talks on Turkey joining the union will be re-energized.
The question of money played a role, as well as the start of a new chapter, by which I mean we will revitalize the perspective for accession.
But Turkey's president said Europe's offer of talks on EU membership was insincere.
Many of the European Union member countries fall behind us in adopting EU rules and regulations. We are ahead of many of these countries in terms of economic progress and criteria. Unfortunately, they are not sincere.
There are other hurdles ahead, not least the question of Turkey's ability to police its own border. Aid groups say 5,000 migrants are arriving in Europe every day. Hungary said Friday it would not close its border with Croatia, despite building a fence along the Serbian frontier. Hungary's ambassador to the United States called on Europe to secure its external borders.
There is an immediate pressure to make sure that the entrance into the European Union Schengen zone is orderly and it goes according to the law.
Germany has said that all EU states should contribute to a common border force, but that raises issues of sovereignty.
Whether the EU member states are willing to take the political step to do something like that, because obviously that's much closer integration.
Meanwhile, Bulgaria is investigating the death of an Afghan migrant on its border with Turkey Thursday. Authorities say he was accidentally killed when police fired warning shots. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.